From 2013 to 2015, the state's unemployment insurance agency, the UIA, wrongly accused thousands of Michiganders of making fraudulent claims. People lost their homes, their jobs. More than 1,000 filed for bankruptcy. In February of 2017, I spoke with David Vella. For the 11 months that he was out of work, he got unemployment. When David went back to work, he stopped claiming benefits. But 4 years later, he discovered the UIA had decided that he had cheated the system out of $6,500.
Oh, my goodness. My jaw dropped. I mean, for what? I didn't do anything wrong. I couldn't understand it. I've never been so upset and felt so wrong against by the government, and they just didn't care. No matter what I did, no matter what person I went to, there was no help anywhere I could go, and it felt like I was in the middle of a lake with no oar, no help, nobody.
Well, eventually, administrative law judge ruled the state had wrongfully garnished over $4,800 from David's wages. And a few weeks later, he got that money back. But more than 6 years since this all began, many people have not been made whole. And here to talk about that is GongWare's Zach Gorchow. Zach, first, a brief refresher. How did so many Michiganders come to be wrongly accused of fraud by the state?
The state implemented an automated system to not only look for possible fraud, but to form definitive final conclusions on whether fraud had occurred. And so this computer system was programmed in a way that caused the way people who were using the unemployment system were reporting their income to conclude that they did not deserve unemployment benefits and thus had committed fraud to get them, when in fact nothing could have been further from the truth. And some 37,000 people were wrongly found by the state and its computer system to have committed fraud between 2013 and 2015.
So even though, you know, it was somewhat overshadowed by the big debacle in Flint, but this was big, as you say, 37,000 lives. Do we have any idea how many people are still waiting to be made whole?
Well, it depends on how you define made whole. The state insists that everybody, or nearly everybody, that they can find has been repaid the benefits, interest, and penalties they were forced to pay back. They insist that, I believe it's more than $20 million has been repaid to those folks. Now, if you talk to the attorneys for some of the key people in these cases, they will question that. And that does not take into account damages. You know, there were 1,100 people who were wrongly found to have committed fraud who filed for bankruptcy. Think about the legal costs and the damages to one's credit that were inflicted upon those folks. Did people lose houses? Were they late on mortgage payments and forced to pay fines? You know, just the stress. You know, how do you define made whole? Perhaps you were paid back for all you were forced to wrongly pay to the state, but would you feel made whole if you went through that kind of an ordeal and you simply got back what was wrongly taken from you?
So this week, House Democrats rolled out a package of bills aiming to fully reimburse Michiganders who were wrongly accused of this unemployment fraud and increase unemployment benefits. Why are they doing this now?
Well, I think some of it is that there are two lawsuits against the Michigan Unemployment Insurance Agency over these false fraud charges that are dragging. One has been going for about 4 years. Another has been going for more than 2 years. And there's really no end in sight. There's just no sign at this point that there's going to be a meaningful outcome, whether that's via settlement or a judgment, that resolves the plaintiff's concerns and claims. So I think that this is a second stab at a victims compensation fund that the state would create for those who are wronged by the unemployment agency. There was an attempt to create one of these in the last legislative term, but it never really got off the ground. There was a Republican member of the House who was championing this, but the Senate Republicans just didn't want to do it. They felt like because at the time the state lawsuit filed in state court over this had been dismissed, the Court of Appeals had dismissed the case, And for whatever reason, they weren't taking the federal case seriously. And they felt, well, why would we, the state, outlay a bunch of money when we're not even technically still under lawsuit? However, since that happened, the Michigan Supreme Court overturned the Court of Appeals and reinstated that state case.
So how much would be needed to make people whole, and is the money there in the budget to do it?
Well, again, it depends on how you define that. The House Republican who was looking at this last year was looking at a number like $30 million. Well, that's relatively small potatoes. I don't have a calculator right in front of me, but I believe it's less than $10,000 per person. You know, for those who had to file bankruptcy, that's probably not commensurate with the damage that was inflicted. The plaintiffs at one point were looking for hundreds of millions of dollars, but the case they filed, that claim that they had filed hasn't seemed to have been going anywhere. So we're probably talking something substantial, though. It's hard for me to envision the state gets out of this for less than $100 million, just given the number of plaintiffs involved. It seems apparent. I mean, obviously, a court hasn't found that the state committed wrong, but when you look at the Auditor General report that came out that was extremely critical of the state, I mean, nobody disputes the state screwed up severely here. It's just a question of how much, and is there any chance the state could get these cases kicked on a technicality? So far, they've been unsuccessful.
And briefly, just the last few seconds, if it's so clear harm was done and the state screwed up so badly, why hasn't the state settled yet?
Because the amount of money at stake is so potentially substantial. I mean, the state can't just willy-nilly write a check for potentially $400 million, which if you were to just sort of do some basic calculations, you can get to that number pretty quickly. The state does have a fiduciary obligation to defend its position for the taxpayers. And at least right now, the new governor and the new attorney general, the focus seems to be more on getting the Flint cases resolved. There's no sign that they've made any settlement overture in these cases. In fact, they seem to still be defending the state just as vigorously as Governor Snyder and Attorney General Schuette were.
Zach Gorchow from Gongwer News Service with the update. Zach, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me, Cindy.